Welcome to Preside and Prevail, the podcast that turns the daunting into the doable. I'm your host, Clarissa Thomas. And if you've ever felt unqualified or overwhelmed in your role as a healthcare leader, you're in the right place. Managing people is undoubtedly one of the most complex aspects of leadership. Drawing from my years of experience, I aim to share insights and strategies that will equip and empower you to lead with confidence. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into your first managerial role, this podcast is your resource for practical advice and supportive guidance. I have always told my management team that I do not enjoy firing employees. The weight of this responsibility can feel overwhelming, leading to sleepless nights and endless internal debates. Managers often fear making the wrong decision and the potential fallout that could ensue. They may worry about the morale of the remaining team members, the legal implications, or the ripple effect it could have on the company's culture. However, managers must recognize that prolonging the inevitable can increase stress for everyone involved, including employees who may sense their jobs are on the line. Once the decision to terminate has been made, it's vital to take immediate action and avoid being swayed if the employee tries to persuade you otherwise. If they succeed, it indicates that you may not have thoroughly checked that there are valid reasons for the termination. Here are 10 strategies to keep in mind when letting go of an employee. 1. The best practice is to inform the employee in person and to have a witness present. 2. Conduct the termination discreetly. 3. Selecting the end of the day is a good choice to avoid employees re-entering through the main entrance and causing disruption in front of patients, staff, and visitors. Yet, there might be occasions where an earlier termination is more suitable. 4. Be empathetic and respectful during the termination meeting. Even though the decision may be difficult, treating the employee with dignity and compassion is essential. 5. Prepare a termination script or outline to ensure all key points are covered during the meeting. This can help maintain professionalism and ensure that the message is communicated clearly. 6. Instead of saying, "We've decided to let you go," you may want to say, "We regret to inform you that your employment is being terminated due to performance misalignment with the following company policies." 7. Make sure the employee knows the decision is final. 8. Inform the employee about their final paycheck, benefits, and applicable severance package. Doing so can help alleviate some of the immediate concerns that the employee may have about their financial situation. If human resources are not present, I recommend referring the employee to them to avoid any miscommunication in this area of expertise. 9. Have a plan to transition the employee's responsibilities to other team members or find a replacement. This can help ensure the employee's departure does not disrupt the workflow. 10. Follow up with the remaining team members after the termination to address any concerns or questions they may have. In rare cases, I've had to terminate an employee immediately or with minimal notice, mainly when safety concerns were at stake. One of the primary grounds for immediate termination is gross misconduct. This includes actions such as theft, fraud, violence, or any behavior that poses a serious threat to the safety and well-being of others in the workplace. When the need arises to promptly terminate an employee, it is essential to have appropriate documentation to support this important decision. While the immediate priority might be to remove the individual from the workplace for safety, legal, or operational reasons, formal documentation serves several essential purposes. It provides a clear and professional record of the termination, outlines the reasons behind the decision, and helps protect the organization from potential legal repercussions. Even when an employee must be walked off the job immediately, it is best practice to follow up with a formal memo to their email address or a certified letter. This memo should detail the reasons for termination, the effective date, and any other pertinent information such as final pay, benefits, and the return of company property. By doing this, employees will have a well-defined and documented grasp of the situation, helping them transition smoothly and reducing any potential confusion or resentment. Furthermore, such documentation demonstrates the organization's commitment to professionalism and respect for all employees, regardless of their circumstances. It reinforces the idea that even difficult decisions are handled with care, empathy, and transparency. In the long run, maintaining these standards supports the organization's integrity and fosters a culture of trust and accountability. In the upcoming episode of Season 2, Episode 4, I will explore the possible consequences of terminations and what to anticipate in terms of staffing, procedures, and legal aspects. Thank you for tuning in to Preside and Prevail. Whether you're leading a team, a project, or simply navigating your personal pathways, you have the power to make a significant impact. Let's continue to build communities that uplift and inspire. Ensure you don't miss any future episodes by subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or where great podcasts can be found. For coaching and mentorship opportunities, check out crtconsulting.solutions.